Welcome to Media Aotearoa. This is Joe Bond. New hate speech laws could be introduced into New Zealand law soon. Kia ora. Welcome to Media Aotearoa. Thanks for joining me. The government is looking at introducing new hate speech laws to New Zealand. These come as a response to the Christchurch terror attack and also follow the recommendations from a royal commission established to investigate the attacks. They are designed to make New Zealand society safer, more cohesive and inclusive, and to possibly try and prevent future terrorist attacks. According to Keith Lynch in an article from Stuff, our current laws, he says, there are already a bunch of different laws in New Zealand that can impact what people say. For example, in the Summary Offences Act 1981, it makes it illegal to shout racist slurs at someone on a bus. According to him, another law is the Harmful Digital Communications Act, which was enacted in 2015. This regulates stuff online. It could be offensive tweets or Facebook messages or internet forums. And according to him, the government isn't changing those. What it's planning to do is alter two sections that already exist under the Human Rights Act 1993. And these laws will deal with racial harmony and prohibit what is called hate speech against certain groups of people. In Section 61 of the Human Rights Act, it's against the law to publish, broadcast or distribute written matter or use words that both are threatening, abusive, assaulting or likely to incite hostility or bring into contempt any group on the basis of their colour, race or ethnic or national groups. So what does our government intend to do in addition to this? Well, I've been reading through the government's discussion document, and according to this, they're going to have six proposals. Proposal one, change the language in the incitement of the provisions in the Human Rights Act 1993 so that they can protect more groups that are targeted by hateful speech. Currently, a group of people are protected under the Act if hatred is incited in a way against them because of their colour, race or ethnic or national origins. Under this proposal, more groups would be protected by the law if hatred was incited against them due to a characteristic that they have. This may include some or all of other grounds in the Human Rights Act. These grounds are listed in Section 21 of the Act. There's going to be increasing consequences for breaking the law. The second proposal is to replace the existing criminal provision in the Human Rights Act 1993 with a new criminal offence in the Crimes Act 1961 that is clearer and more effective. The law would change so that a person who intentionally incites, stirs up, maintains or normalises hatred against any specific group of people based on their characteristics listed in Proposal 1 would break the law if they did so by being threatening, abusive or insulting, including by inciting violence. The person who breaks the law, no matter how they made the threat, abuse or insult, it would not matter if it was made verbally to another person or in writing or in drawing or online, such as social media, in an email or in a digital message. Proposal 3. Increase the punishment for the criminal offence to better reflect its seriousness. This would be changed up from 3 months imprisonment or a fine of up to $7,000 to up to 3 years imprisonment or a fine of up to $50,000. Proposal 4. Change the language of the civil incitement provision to match the changes being made to the criminal provision, improving the protections against wider discrimination. Proposal 5. Change the civil provision so that it makes incitement to discriminate against the law. The law would change so that a person was prohibited from inciting or stirring up other people to discriminate against any groups because of a characteristic protected by that law. A person who encourages others to treat members of a protected group worse or differently than others would be breaking the law. This would mean that a person could then complain to the Human Rights Commission. Proposal 6. Add to the grounds of discrimination in the Human Rights Act to clarify that trans, gender diverse and intersex people are protected from discrimination. Currently, it's against the law to discriminate against people because of their sex. The government considers that this protects against discrimination because of gender identity or gender expression or people's sex characteristics or intersex status. But the law could be clearer about this. the law would change specifically covers aspects of gender and sex. So, given that this was came out of the aftermath of the Christchurch terror attacks, how does it feel to be part of a group that was affected by this attack? According to the spin-off, Islamic Women's Council spokesperson Anjam Rahman says that she is concerned that debate about the proposal could see the Muslim community subject to further abuse. She says, "There is a danger that people will be unhappy with the law and then they will blame the Muslim community for it," Rahman says. "One of our primary concerns is our community's safety. Just because of this debate, we've seen material, I'm not going to say who it was from, blaming the Muslim community for trying to silence us, stopping us from criticising their religion. There were photos of victims' families from Christchurch associated with the material, like people who had lost loved ones in the attack. It's very real." It goes on to say that despite this, she says she wants to have a healthy debate over the proposed changes. "People have concerns. I think we should talk about them. We should see if this is the best wording. I think we can come to some sort of understanding. But it would be really great if we didn't see this kind of politicisation of this. And again, the notion that people are just trying to silence criticism or offensive language." She went on to say, "We know that hateful speech can turn into hateful actions. Criminalisation is not going to solve all of that by any means. And it would be ridiculous to say that these law changes are going to have a huge impact on the whole of the problem. But what I'm saying is, it's one tool, and there should be some legal redress for the worst cases." But Rahman also is hesitant to have her say. "It's a conundrum for me. If I speak up about it, then people will deliberately make it a Muslim issue. And if I stay silent, then I don't get to have my voice heard." ACT Party leader David Seymour has some concerns about the legislation. "The government's proposed hate speech laws are a huge win for cancel culture and will create an even more divided society," he says. Simon Bridges from the National Party is also completely opposed to the criminalisation of speech. He labelled the changes Orwellian. He said, "Protecting free speech does not mean there isn't speech that I find abhorrent. We are all offended by a variety of things. However, it would be a complete overreach to criminalise people, throw them in jail for up to 3 years because they caused offence. This government is unable to deliver on much else. Appears to want to regulate New Zealanders in every facet of our lives, not content with just telling us what car we're allowed to drive. They want to restrict and regulate the words that come out of our mouths," he said. Massey University's professor Paul Spoonley has a different view. According to him, we all have all sorts of restrictions on what we can say that range from the Broadcasting Standards Authority all the way through to, ironically, Parliament and the Chambers. "We have restrictions on speech at the moment. This is making clear a particular issue around hate speech," he said. "Once the public have their say on any legislation, it will then go through to select committee." So, you obviously will have your own opinions on this, or maybe you'd like more information. If you'd like to tell the government how you feel, one way or another, submissions can be made from the 25th of June to the 6th of August. Submissions are open for you in a variety of different ways. You can go to the Ministry Citizen Space website. You can find them at https://consultations.justice.govt.nz. That is https://consultations.justice.govt.nz. And that site provides you the way to give your feedback on the proposals. You can also submit by email or through the post. You can send your submission to Human Rights, or one word lowercase, at justice.govt.nz. That's Human Rights at justice.govt.nz. You can also send a written submission to the Human Rights Ministry of Justice, Essex 10088 Wellington. And the website assures you that your right to confidentiality will be respected and personal details are withheld if you want them to be. So I hope you will take advantage of your chance to have a say. Some people also like to submit in person. it can be quite good to go to a select committee room and maybe bring some people that support your point of view, and you can look members of parliament in the eye and tell them how you feel. Maybe you're from a community that has been impacted by the terrorist attacks, or you feel like your community could be impacted by hate speech, or perhaps you're worried about free speech and concerned that maybe your right to political opinion could be impacted by these changes. Either way, I encourage everyone to have their say. This is your country. This is your democracy. Use it. You may be aware that it was Julian Assange's birthday yesterday. He has been in Belmarsh prison for a long time. There are many people calling for his release. You may have heard that Pamela Anderson has been hoping that Joe Biden would pardon Julian Assange against the espionage charges against him. Labour MP Peter Carlile has joined a group of Australian politicians who are lobbying US President Joe Biden to drop the espionage charges against Julian Assange. 11 federal MPs have also appealed to Washington to drop the charges against him. Julian Assange has just turned 49 years old. He has been in Belmarsh prison since April 2019. If he's convicted on his accounts, he will face a prison sentence of up to 175 years. There's no way he can live through that. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that Mr. Assange would be allowed to return to Australia if the charges are dropped. His consular support had been offered to Mr. Assange, but the government has not helped as such. I'm hoping that Assange will be pardoned. If not, it's actually quite dangerous for journalists and the right to free speech. He didn't hack anything. All he did was publish stuff that was given to him. So I'm hoping that he'll get the opportunity to be a free man, be reunited with his family, make a life with his fiance, see his children. The fight continues for people. Thank you for listening to Media Aotearoa. Do tune in next week when we're going to be discussing the merger between Radio New Zealand, which is RNZ, and TVNZ. What do they plan to do when they're merging a commercial entity with a Crown entity that's non-commercial? Are we going to lose our only public service broadcaster? Will public service broadcasting values be compromised? Join me next week when we delve into that.
Ah! please let us pass friends. I said, please, cause I don't like killing Africans. But he wouldn't stop, and I ain't Ice Cube. But I had to take the brother out for being rude. And like I said before, I was mad about it. It took three or four cops to pull me off of him. But that's the story, y'all, of a black man. Guess don't buy an African.
You see, When the Neptune's and the doggy dog finna spit, you know he's in tune with the season. Come here, baby, tell me why you leaving. Tell me if it's weed that you need, if you wanna breathe. I got the best weed, minus seeds. Ain't nobody tripping, VIP they can't get in. If something go wrong, then you know we get to gripping.
I'm not sure what I see, you don't fuck with me. Are you telling me this is a sign? She's looking in my eyes, mousing to other guys. Are you telling me this is a sign?
Now you stepping with a G from Los Angeles, where the helicopters got cameras, just to get a glimpse of our chucks and our khakis and our bouncy car. You with your friend, right?
Yeah.
She ain't trying to bring over no man, right?
No.
She ain't gotta be in the distance. She can get high all in an instant.
I'm not sure what I see. You don't fuck with me. Are you telling me this is a